are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting one. Randy writes, Dr. Dahlia, I have chronic low back pain and two blown discs at L4 and L5. I asked my doctor Friday for pain medications, and he denied it. He said I shouldn't be on that many medications and should try something more natural. Now, my cholesterol was 259, and the doctor, in his next breath, says he wants to put me on a medication for cholesterol. He wants me to try natural medications for my pain, but a pharmaceutical for cholesterol. Where is the logic? Okay. You know, it's interesting. Over the weekend, on my Saturday show, somebody called up saying doctors are in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. You know, doctors need to be paid less. And I had to set him straight on that one. All right. I'll go to this email in a second. Let me though quickly tell you about this caller. This is very interesting on Saturday. Very interesting. Now, he had said he was really fed up with his doctors, neurologists, people treating him for fibromyalgia because they're always pushing the pharmaceuticals. And I'm like, well, what condition do you have? And he said he suffers from seizures, epilepsy, and he's had suffered, you know, over the last 30 years. And, you know, I had to explain to him, I go, okay, the problem with seizures is there's nothing natural that I know of. I mean, if he knew of anything natural, please teach me. But there's nothing natural. There's nothing over the counter. There's no fruit. There's no garlic. There's no herb I could tell him to use if he's having active seizures. I mean, I would lose my license, like I told him, in 5 minutes if I denied him a pharmaceutical to treat his seizures because I wanted to go natural. Now, keep in mind, I'm an MD, but I am really open to alternative medicine, complementary medicine. I'm married to a chiropractor. I started my practice with a homeopathic doctor and acupuncturist. I just think the whole, I think medicine should not be just treated pharmaceutically. I think there's a lot of physical modalities. There's a lot of natural modalities out there that we could use. But we're talking about a gentleman who has seizures. I will lose my license if I withhold a pharmaceutical that prevents seizures. He could get into a car and he could kill himself or kill somebody else. I can't practice that way. And just because I am pro natural medicine and alternative medicine doesn't mean I also am allowed to force my beliefs on somebody. Let's say you want to come in and ask me for a pharmaceutical. All right. And I'm against pills. Let's say I'm an MD who's against pills. Not a lot of us out there, let's say. But let's say I'm not allowed to do that. I am not allowed to invoke my personal beliefs. All right. And withhold a life-saving medication on you because I believe in natural medicine. So for those people out there that think we are in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, no. All right. I haven't been in bed with anybody since my husband. And okay. And sorry. No sex stories here with any pharmaceutical rep. Sorry. Nothing. Not very exciting. No sex tapes. Nothing. So this idea that we are in bed with pharmaceutical agents or pharmaceutical companies, and that's why we write the medication. I mean, if you had to accuse us doctors of anything, it would be accuse us of wanting to stave off liability. All right, that I have no problem you accusing me of. Well, Dahlia is trying to not get sued. Absolutely. All right, if you're having a seizure, I'm going to give you a medication. What? Because, again, I took a Hippocratic oath to do no harm. I want to help you, so I want to save your life. But I will not bring up a natural remedy that I don't think will stop your seizures, because if so, you could die, and I could get sued. All right, so if you want to accuse us of anything, you can accuse us of that. So now let's go to Randy here. So Randy has chronic low back pain, two blown discs at L4, L5. Ask asked his doctor for more pain medications, the doctor denies it. But for the cholesterol at 259, the doctor is bringing up the cholesterol medication. All right, well, why is that? Well, there could be a variety of reasons. One is the doctor may not be comfortable with pain management. A lot of us doctors aren't, especially since our boards are kind of cracking down on all the narcotics doctors prescribe. All right. You know, we have people asking us for narcotics all the time. People that are true victims of pain and people that aren't. So we get people telling the truth and we get liars all the time. So you're going to see that our pain prescription management will be less consistent than something like diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol. So if you have a cholesterol of 259, I don't know your other numbers. I'd love to get a little bit more scoop on that. Your doctor's probably afraid of you having a heart attack and, yes, is going to suggest a cholesterol-lowering medication. Okay? You have more of an opportunity to have an adverse outcome that could affect your life and longevity with a cholesterol of 259, then the doctor probably believes with your chronic low back pain. Now, for those of us that see the big picture, chronic low back pain causes you to exercise less. If you exercise less, you'll have obesity and it could strain the heart. So we get that. But if he denies you a cholesterol medication and you end up having a heart attack, he can lose his license. He'll lose that lawsuit. But if he denies you pain medicines, no, he's probably not going to be taken out as quickly liability-wise. So, again, I see that as, again, not that anybody's in bed with the pharmaceutical company, because, again, a lot of these cholesterol medications are now generic, but he is thinking the heart attack is probably more important than the chronic low back pain. Now, for those of us that don't have consistent pain management patterns or aren't very comfortable with managing your pain, then we should get you in with an orthopedist or we should get you in with a pain management doctor. All right. I don't think any of my patients should be suffering in pain. Just because I don't feel comfortable writing Lortabs consistently, which could affect your liver, which could affect your bowel, which could affect, addiction potentials, I will still then get you in with an orthopedist or get you in with a pain management doctor. We still should make sure our patients aren't in pain. It doesn't mean we all have to prescribe the medications if we're not comfortable with it. But that's my guess what happened. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. weapons and water filters. Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials today. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. We are still booking the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Please go to my website and check that out. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. Edna writes, Doctor, I've been fired. Literally fired from 3 medical offices in the past 2 years. I have Medicare and diabetes. That's it. Is this discrimination? I'd love to talk to you. If you've been fired from 3 offices in the last 2 years, it's hard to tell. That's going to be hard to tell. I mean, people get fired from offices for a variety of reasons. I mean, I guess I'd have to see the letter. You know, we have something called a discharge letter. And our discharge letter, it's kind of nicely written. It's, you know, unfortunately, our office can no longer, provide medical services to you. We recommend that you find a new provider, contact your health board, contact your insurance company. We will still make ourselves available to you for any emergencies in the next 30 days. I mean, you know, we have a real nice letter that we call a discharge letter, and there's a variety of different reasons that could be given out. I mean, let's say you're seeing a doctor who doesn't take Medicare anymore. You know, then I'd hate to use the term fired. I would say you had to be transferred. you know, to another, you know, when a patient is fired, if we use that word, it's because they did something wrong that the doctor or the nurse practitioner or PA didn't like. You know, if the medical provider was upset or you did something, let's say people who don't pay their bills. I mean, that's probably the number one reason for people getting fired. You know, people don't pay their bills. They have deductibles. They have co-pays, or they give insurance that isn't active anymore. And when the front desk checks on the insurance, insurance hasn't been updated yet. So let's say you just got fired. Your insurance is supposed to be, your insurance was supposed to be cut off because you were fired. So you sneak into the doctor to get seen real quick before anybody finds out. Doctor then bills you because apparently the insurance wasn't active. And then you, give the doctor the middle finger, which has happened many, many times that I've seen in where I practice. You'll probably be fired. I mean, you can't expect the doctor will work for free. Be taken like that. So that's why the number one reason why I see people fired. The next reason why I would see a patient be fired from the doctor's office would be non-compliance. Now, you mentioned here you have diabetes. Okay, and again, I don't have a lot of information from your email. And thank you for being succinct. That's pretty nice. And every now and then we get emails that apparently the internet or the website cuts off. I have somebody, I can't wait to read the rest of his email, but it was so long that it cut off. So I need to contact him and find out what the final conclusion is to his medical story is. But if you're, let's say, non-compliant, so let's say the doctor wants you to be increase your insulin. Let's say he has on a sliding scale insulin. He wants you to be on a diet. He wants you to control your sugars better, be compliant with taking your medications, and you don't, and your numbers are still through the roof. And he recommends maybe get an endocrinologist involved, and you say, no, I don't want that. You're my doc. You have to make this work for me. And he's like, I can't make it work. You know, or, somebody gives you, let's say, you have a mass in your breast, and the doctor recommends a mammogram. Well, I don't believe in mammograms. You know, I mean, doctors may fire you because they don't want you, growing cancer and dying on their watch. I see a lot of that. I see doctors discharging people left and right out of their office because patients can't be compliant. But what's scary about that is many people aren't compliant because of money. You know, you'll have somebody that comes in with a rectal bleed. They don't have insurance. The doctor says you need to go and see a GI doctor. You need a colonoscopy. We need to make sure this is a rectal cancer, colon cancer. Patient goes, I can't afford it. Doesn't go. Now that doctor, all right, he has to decide, okay, am I going to be liable if the patient doesn't go or not? Now, we had a case very recently of a person who didn't have insurance, had declined wanting to go. Finally went, did have rectal cancer, and it ended up being a very aggressive rectal cancer and died. Doctor still got sued. And, a doctor is no good to his practice. And I apologize if I don't say his or her PA, nurse practitioner, a medical provider, I should say, okay? But y'all know what I mean. A medical provider is no good to their other patients if they are involved in a long, lengthy lawsuit or lose their practice because of a lawsuit. So doctors have to selfishly think of themselves as a liability. And if they have somebody who can't be compliant with their recommendations, and some, smart aleck attorney will be able to capitalize on that and make that doctor look like the most inept person to a jury, then the doctor may say, look, I made my recommendations. If you don't follow it, be out of my practice. Because if you do die of cancer, somebody's going to go after me, and I just can't take that risk. And you know, the doctors have a right to do that. They really do. There's not a lot doctors, have control over. We've talked about this on the show. You know, doctors have no control over the pay they get because insurance companies pay 30 cents on the dollar, 30, 40 cents on the dollar for most office visits, if they even decide to pay. You know, so doctors don't really have a lot of control. They don't have a lot of control of what's going on with healthcare now with Obamacare. They aren't going to have a lot of control over how to treat, especially if insurance doesn't allow it or insurance won't pay or a patient won't be able to get the coverage. But the only thing the doctor has, has at his disposal to protect himself is saying, I'm not going to see the patient. That's about the only thing doctors have at their control. And so, they're going to have to take it. So, you know, for you, Edna, if you were quote unquote fired from three offices in the last 2 years, you have Medicare and diabetes. I would look at, were there any recommendations that you said hell to the no to? And again, now as a patient, you do have a right to decline a treatment. You do. You know, we've talked about what do you do when you and your doctor aren't on the same page. Okay, I'll go into that. But either if you've been fired from three offices in the last 2 years, it could be like I said, it could be a money issue where you had copays or deductibles that you just never paid, and you're accruing a huge bill. B, he made recommendations and you haven't been compliant with them. You have diabetes. If he wanted you to see an ophthalmologist or a heart doctor and you haven't done it, I don't know. C, maybe these doctors aren't taking Medicare anymore. It could be that. D, staff thought you were rude. That's a biggie. Staff thinks the patient's rude or the patient's hitting on them. The doctor has to protect their staff, and the patient gets fired. We had to fire somebody. They were actually a friend of ours, but our friends were rude to the staff. We get that a lot. I get that a lot. People who are friends of mine, I'm not talking about close friends, acquaintances of mine, they'll come in, but they'll be nasty to my staff. I fire them. I'll call them up and say, you can't come here. You cannot come here. Are you serious? You cussed? Because you wanted to get in early, and myself, what are you doing? I would never mistreat my friend's staff. I can't tell you how many acquaintances of mine abuse my staff. Oh, hell no. I fire them. No way. No way. The friendship isn't that strong. If the friendship was, you want to disrespect me by disrespecting and abusing my staff. That friendship's over, which is why, you know, doctors and their friends, you never want to have friends come in as patients. And I've told them that. I can't tell you how many of my friends say, Dahlia, I'd like you to be my doctor. I say, oh, hell no, because you and I would fight day one. I know you're not going to be compliant. You're going to only be asking for pain medicine. No, I don't want it. I'd rather save the friendship. I've had to do that a lot of times because people that did sneak in and they were non-compliant or jerks to the staff, I had to fire their butts. There's no way I'm going to put up with that. This is an office, and we deal with life and death issues. And the last thing I need is my staff being abused because one of my pseudo friends wants their pain medicine or wants to get in immediately with Dr. Dahlia because we're lifelong buddies. No, that's not going to happen. You're not going to be rude to my staff. They need to be able to function when we have life or death situations. I can't have their energy expenditured on baloney type crap such as that. And so I don't put up with any abuse of my staff. But that is another reason why people will get discharged. You know, if you'd ever get discharged from an office, think back, what was your conversation with the receptionist? If your conversation was rude, the receptionist goes to the doctor or the medical provider and says, look, this person's in blank blank. And the doctor's like, well, then we don't need him. See ya. All right. But you know what? It looks like we're going to be coming up on break. I think an important issue we need to revisit is, let's say the doctor's ordering a whole bunch of tests. You don't want these tests. All right. What do you do so you don't get fired? And what do you do to convey to your doctor your wishes if you have a doctor that says my way or the highway? Which, again, I don't think is the most healthy situation either. All right, so don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as we start to move into 2013 and then 2014 and we start to see more and more changes going on with the Affordable Health Care Act, many of you are going to see relationships change with your physicians. Some of you will think they're going to be better and enhanced. Some of you are going to think they're going to be worse. I was invited to speak at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Scientific Assembly this weekend so I could talk to doctors about how to approach patients as we're coming into this new type of environment. And while we don't have any protections offered to us by means of tort reform, when it comes to implementing changes in Obamacare, what do we do? You know, how do we practice saving money to the system without getting ourselves sued and losing our practice. So I've been invited to speak. I'm pretty excited about that this weekend. You as patients, and like we've discussed this whole time, all these years, as the Affordable Health Care Act has been slowly starting to unfold, you guys are the ones that are going to be the brunt of what happens. I don't want to say victims, because some of you think that you're going to actually be beneficiaries of this. And good for you. If you're going to benefit from Obamacare, good for you. I'm glad somebody is. But for most of us, no. No, the relationship between the doctor and the patient is going to get even more cold and more distant and more, cold. Okay? You know, when HMO started to take over, and that was supposed to be a means to save money. The reason why HMOs were supposed to be the end-all of a debilitating financial healthcare system is HMOs had non-doctors, as well as some medical providers, making decisions for us doctors and us patients on what gets paid and what doesn't. The other thing is they came out with the capitation, where doctors will get X amount of money, let's say $1,000 a month or $1,200 a month, but they have to see 500 patients on that list. All right, so doctors would calculate, well, if the patient doesn't come in, I'll be doing good. If the patient comes in, if all 500 patients come in, that $1,000 is going to be very, very difficult to live on if these HMO patients are coming in, clogging up my schedule, et cetera. And then I can't see other paying patients where I get actually paid more money. So the HMOs didn't seem to take off in popularity with the doctors as much as they were hoping to, because doctors realized they weren't getting paid. When I first started, I took on the HMOs because I didn't care. I'm like, oh my gosh, $1,000 a month? I'm going to be making $1,000 a month to see these patients? Ah, that sounds wonderful. So I do their skin tags, I do their pap smears, I do all sorts of stuff, and never got paid extra for it. All right. And so I started to notice really easily, well, wait a second. If they're not paying me to do the dermatology and I'm supposed to refer you and they're not paying me to do the pap smear, then I'm not doing the type of medicine I want to do. And B, it was getting very difficult, because when your rent is $8,000 a month, your malpractice ends up being $2,000 a month, your staff ends up being a few thousand a month, you're like, okay, oh, wait a second, this isn't working. This is actually, staff was more expensive than rent. $5,000 the HMO could keep. Now the patients were getting frustrated, because the patients would notice that if their husband or their wife had a PPO insurance, they were able to get into the doctor same day, but because they had HMO, they were told, we can't see you till next month. So patients were starting to feel the hit. They were also seeing that their PPO brethren were able to get a referral the next day, etc. HMO, no. It had to go for review. Well, first, paperwork had to be filled out. And if the doctor didn't have time to fill out the paperwork, it didn't get done until the doctor had time. A week or two later, the paperwork and the authorization, was hopefully able to be worked on. And then after a week or two, sometimes the HMO didn't authorize it. So here, your wife is getting the MRI of the shoulder, yet you can't because of you being under the HMO. And so it just didn't take off with that much popularity, and many people decided to opt out. And it caused there to be a distant relationship between the doctor and the patient, because doctors noticed that now patients were numbers. And for them to make any money, if they took HMOs, they had to hope non-HMO people were coming in and filling up the offices. And it started to be a number game. While all this was occurring, insurance companies started to decrease reimbursement. Right? When everybody's, let's say when minimum wage was going up and cost of living was rising, doctors, we're talking during the golden years of 2000 to 2007, doctors were seeing insurance companies pay less, pay less, pay less. We saw insurance companies also up the copay for patients so they could pay us doctors less. So think things started to already turn in that direction where it started to be a number game for doctors, and they had to see patients pretty rapidly and in high volumes in order to live. You know, making $30 a patient doesn't cut it when your malpractice is $25,000 a year. Or if you're an OB-GYN and your malpractice is $80,000 to $100,000 a year, $30 a visit isn't going to cut it unless you see about 50 to 60 patients a day. So patients started to already notice in this last decade or two that their doctor was spending very little time with them. The idea of going back to the doctor's office where he had a desk and he would sit and talk to you and then have you go into the room and undress and examine you, then you get dressed and go back to his office and have this three-tiered visit was gone. When I was rotating through doctor's offices, you started to see doctors actually not even have offices where people could sit. Their offices were places of file storage because real estate was getting expensive. Real estate costs too much for doctors to even have a desk. I don't have a desk. In my office, I work in the nurse's station. My desk area is in the nurse's station. I don't need a big fancy desk. All I need is a computer where I could work, where I could do my reports, double check what the nurse practitioners or PAs are doing, and I'm fine. I don't need a mahogany desk. I've never had one. My husband has a desk in the back room. He can have it. I don't need it. I work where the nurses are. I can help answer phones. I can help file. I could be more hands-on. All right, so now we have Obamacare coming in and kicking in. And Obamacare is going to tell us doctors how to practice. They're going to tell us doctors what should the guidelines be. Okay, should people be getting upper endoscopies if they have acid reflux? How often should the colonoscopies come? Should the pap smears be put off? So now we're going to have doctors having to choose between following the guidelines or picking what's best for their patients. Now, most of us doctors have already pledged we're going to choose what's best for the patients. Well, that's nice, and that's beautiful, and that's heroic. But insurance companies are salivating at this because if they could pay for less, now that they are being mandated to pay for certain things, they will. So if Medicare or the task force or whoever decides to, or Sebelius, Kathleen Sebelius, Health and Human Services Secretary, decides that pap smears should only be every 3 years, mammograms every 2 years, colonoscopies every 10, insurance companies are going to stick to that. And they're not going to budge. The day of negotiating with your insurance company to cover something is gone because they're not making as much money on you. They couldn't give a damn if you leave because they have to pay for your physical. They have to pay for your birth control. So you needing anything medical done, any services done, means you're more of a liability than the quiet patient they never hear from. So you have no bargaining power at all. Now, let's say doctors decide not to give in and they start to notice more of their colleagues getting sued because they skipped the pap smear that year or they skipped the colonoscopy. They're going to now say, I don't care what the health insurance covers. You do the test or I fire you. Because it's not worth my getting into a lawsuit for the $30 I'm making on your visit. And you as patients are now going to be stuck in the middle. It's not your fault. If your insurance isn't covering what the doctor wants you to, it's not your fault. But that's what you're going to start to see. And it's going to get ugly. All right, guys, don't go away. I'm going to talk about 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Or call 702 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this portion of the show, and for keeping us all pretty well protected and full with food if we need food when the poop hits the fan. Never hurts to be prepared. Go to Freeze Dry Guy and check out their website. Don't forget to check out our website to look at information on the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. Love to take you guys with us. as many of you as possible. We've been loading up, but we still got some cabins available. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. I will have my Super Bowl picks for you as soon as I am able to review the NFL injury reports. I'm going to probably need to take a look at it next week as they update it. Right now, I think it's going to be a phenomenal game. I do understand the Ravens are supposed to be the underdogs to the 49ers, but remember, you know, my picks, the way I do my picks with the NFL injury report, I got about a 20% success rate. So that's 20% more than most people. So I will definitely give you guys a scoop next week. It was just some great football. I got ahead into the Falcons. I was not expecting such a good season for them this year. And when they were just showing us what they could do early on, I know many of you are out there 49er fans, but you got to give it to the Falcons. They played some great football this year, and good for them. And then the Ravens beating out the Patriots, that was some phenomenal play to me, blocking Brady's passes like that. The Ravens, I mean, they deserved it. Just blows my mind. And this was the year of the unexpected. The year of the unexpected. When it comes to football, when it came to politics, I think many in our camp expected Obama to win. We didn't expect the Ravens to make it to the Super Bowl. They were in the Super Bowl in the year 2000, and they won. I guess they won against the Giants. So a lot of potential here. This is going to be a good game. Unfortunately, we have an event with the in-laws, and we're going to try to sneak out early so we can head to the airport and watch the game, because I never miss a Super Bowl. And our flight takes off at about 6:30, so that should be hopefully the tail end. I'm hoping, and hopefully the captain on the plane will tell us what's going on with that. So that's going to be good. Speaking of unexpected, we're going to be talking about this story tomorrow. There's a geneticist that is looking for a woman. His name is George Church, who will actually carry a Neanderthal baby in her womb to be able to give birth to it. Apparently, he wants to clone a Neanderthal infant, and they're looking for an adventurous human woman who could be found to act as a surrogate. So this is a story that broke this weekend. We're going to be probably talking about that a little bit more tomorrow. You know women are going to sign up for this one. You know it. I mean, to be the mother of the Neanderthal baby, then you get to be famous, then you get to write books, then you get to be on Oprah. I mean, I know many of you are like, you know, what woman would do this? But trust me, this is huge for anybody who wanted to get their 15 minutes of fame. Yeah, well, depending on how long the labor is, 2 hours of fame. Keep in mind, though, they may want to videotape the birth. U.S. FDA has approved a new Path Inc. Incorporated new skin patch that treats migraines. The patch is called Zecuity. I guess the skin patches deliver sumatriptan, which we usually see in Imitrex. It's a migraine medication, and the technique is called transdermal iontophoresis. This uses a mild electric current to deliver the charged drug particles into the body. For those of us that do have migraines, we couldn't give a damn if it's charged particles. We couldn't give a damn if it was a suppository with electricity. Just give us the medicine because we're in pain. Armando Anito, NeuPath's chief executive officer, announced in an interview that these patches could be available as early as next Halloween. The cost of the patches is projected to be comparable to the current migraine cost, $95. It is a battery-powered skin patch for a single-use medication. The patch could be placed on the upper arm or upper thigh. It'll dispense 6.5 milligrams of sumatriptan, which again is the active ingredient in Imitrex, for up to 4 hours. Activation of the patch is controlled by a button. These are for people that don't do well with the oral medications. I mean, the problem is, for those of you that have ever suffered from a migraine, you want to throw up. Then you take these migraine medicines, and then you throw up the migraine medicine. So now the medicine doesn't get into you, which is why I always thought a suppository isn't that far out of line, but nobody wants to come up with that. And so the migraine skin patch looks cool. $95 a patch, though. Make sure the dog doesn't get into them and chew them up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also in news today, they talk about how poor neighborhoods often have less safe playgrounds. A Chicago area survey found that even though playgrounds are starting to become more safe, increasing like wood chips, using more of that foam type of asphalt, I'm not sure what they call that, softer landing, they do notice that depending on where the park is, sometimes the fancier neighborhoods get the better parks. I mean, also newer, too. I mean, remember what we used to play on? I mean, when we were kids. I mean, I remember in the 70s, the seesaw. Seesaw was one of my favorite type of, playground toys. It was good exercise because you had to kick off. But what stunk is your stupid friend would decide to leave and run while you were up in the air, and then you would slam to the ground and fracture your coccyx. And so, and then, of course, you had the monkey bars, and when you'd fall on asphalt. And, I mean, you know, parks are pretty dangerous. You know, my guess is a lot of the poorer areas, they have older parks that haven't been updated. I mean, you drive around these new neighborhoods. I mean, these parks, I mean, you know, things look matted, and there's sprinkler systems, and there's shade, and things are lighter, so they reflect the heat a little bit better. You know, whereas the older parks, I mean, it was very, very hot metal asphalt, no covering at all. So, yeah, I mean, honestly, these playgrounds need to get their act together. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, as Obama gets inaugurated for his second term, some of the media is showing how much he aged between his first term and the second. And they show how much more gray. We noticed him graying within the first couple years. And so I guess researchers are kind of studying, you know, does presidency make you gray more? All right. And now, none of the experts could really come to a consensus. You know, how much does stress do with causing you to gray hair? We do know that hereditary is pretty dominant with that. If your dad grayed early, you will gray early. They say, even though Obama is about 50 years old, most African Americans will start graying in their mid-40s. Now, Obama's mother was Caucasian, father was African. Caucasians may start to go gray in their mid-30s. Asians in their late 30s. So that just seems to be kind of an average, you know, kind of a ballpark figure on when people age. You know, but the theory of stress, you know, causing you to turn gray is still kind of fuzzy. You know, we know that hair turns gray as the follicles age. They don't seem to have as much, they produce less of the enzyme called catalase. Catalase is important because it breaks down another chemical that is produced by cells like the hydrogen peroxide. And this, when this breaks down, it actually can bleach hair. Now, we've talked about, we need to actually spend some time on this, because this is a fascinating topic of hair color and changing of hair, etc. But as we age, we are more predisposed to gray. You know, Lord knows, I definitely have my fair share. Nobody can blame Congress for Obama graying, all right? It's his policies that are making him gray. All right, guys, have a great rest of the way home. Can't wait to talk to you again. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.